Hello friends, I'm so excited to have you on board again today. It's another beautiful week. Welcome to the Relationship Matters podcast. This week we shall continue from our last episode on the subject of building trust in relationships. And today we're going to take part two. So if you missed out on the last episode, please go right ahead and listen to it. Last week we spoke about how to build trust in relationships. We mentioned that trust is at the heart of relationships, which invariably determines its success, be it marital relationship, friendship, employer to employee relationship, business partnership, and what have you. So let's quickly take it a step further today. We want to consider the drivers of trust. What are the things that make you to trust somebody or to trust the other person? Number one is ability. Our perceived ability of other people can make us trust them. Then you begin to ask a question, can they? Now, let me quickly cite an example of a toddler who is with his pair or his friend, maybe a two, three-year-old, and an adult. And the adult comes and opens his arm to carry the toddler. And the other pair also, which is also a three-year-old or let's say even a four-year-old, also want to carry the same toddler. Now, who do you think this toddler will follow, will allow to carry him? Of course, the adult, because in his mind, he's already processing, oh, this person can carry me and I won't fall down. He won't allow the other peer, somebody who's just like a year older than him, to carry him. So your perceived ability of the other person can either make you to trust them or not. And you know, just like in our relationship with God, we trust God when He gives us a promise because we are sure He has the ability to perform it. Same thing applies in our relationship with people. The second driver of trust is benevolence. Then you begin to ask yourself this question, do they really care about me? So even if the person has the ability to do this, does this person really care about me? That toddler is asking the question in his own mind that hope this person will carry me and I won't fall. And this person really cares that I must not fall. So our perceived benevolence of other people can either make us trust them or not. Even if this person has the ability, does he really care? In that marriage relationship, your wife needs more than your money. Same with your husband. She needs your genuine concern and care for her to trust you. As a man, never say that, well, I give you everything you need. What else do you expect me to do? No, that should not be. Let me quickly share the story of a man. One day he was reading a novel on his bed and he heard his wife sighing in the bathroom. He stood up and opened the door gently to see her in front of the mirror. Two things can happen. He either walks back quietly into the room to continue his reading or walk up to the wife to show some concern. So he had to decide. He walked up to the wife and he put his hands around her shoulder and asked her what happened. You know, that little care opened up the perception of her trust for him and she poured out her heart to him. If he has walked away, well, unknowingly to him, gradually trust will begin to erode in their relationship. Even if he has the ability, but he has not shown the care. The third driver of trust in relationship is integrity. Integrity. Your perceived integrity about someone can determine your level of trust. Will they do what they say they will do? You know, integrity is having a set of values and living those values. It is the alignment of your thoughts, your words, and your actions. So, always ensure that you say what you mean and mean what you say. Whoever is careless with the truth in small matters cannot be trusted with important matters. This is a quote by Herbert Elston. So, looking at these three drivers of trust, God has these three characteristics. He has the ability, he has the benevolence, and he has the integrity to do what he promised that he will do. And same thing is expected of us if we really want to earn the trust of other people. Proverbs 31 verse 11, the Message translation says, "A husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it." So you can put your name here. If you're married, can your husband trust you without reserve? Can your wife trust you without reserve? Can your friends trust you without reserve, without holding anything back in their heart? So you must be trustworthy and you must be a trusted person. So let's quickly take it a little bit further by looking at the signs of trust in a relationship. How do you know that there is trust in your relationships, either in your married relationship or in your relationship with friends or your relationship with family? You know, trust can mean different people to different things. But let me quickly apply this to marital relationships. Now, these are the things that shows that trust is present. Number one, you feel committed to the relationship and to your partner. When you see that your commitment is dwindling to the success of your relationship with your spouse, then you need to check it. Probably trust is going down somewhere. So when you feel committed to the relationship and to your spouse, then it's a sign of trust. Number two, when you feel safe with your partner, when you feel safe, you don't have any or anything negative in your mind when you're with your partner, it shows that you trust him or her. Number three, when you know that your partner listens, when you communicate your needs and feelings, it builds trust in you. And so for couples that they're always on the phone, they don't have family time together, you need to watch it. You are affecting the trust level in your relationship. Number four, when you don't feel the need to hide things from your partner, because the moment you start feeling that you need to keep some things to yourself, trust may be eroding gradually without your notice. So you need to check it and watch that. The fifth sign that trust is present in your relationship is when you and your partner respect each other. Irrespective of his or her secret struggles that you know, you still respect them genuinely. Number six, when you can be vulnerable together. This means that you can open up to each other, you can cry on each other's shoulder in your closet without any feeling of insecurity, without any feeling of say, oh, hope my wife will not share this with her friends. No. So this is a sign of trust in your marriage relationship. Number seven, when you support each other wholeheartedly without holding back. Number eight, when you forgive mistakes easily and you don't take them as a personal attack, then it's a sign that trust is present in your relationship. Number nine, when you feel connected with your spouse even when they are not physically present. You know, lack of trust makes you feel disconnected even when your partner is right sitting beside you, but you just know that you are not connecting with this man or this woman. It shows that trust is going down in your relationship. And peradventure, your trust has been broken at one point or the other. You must first forgive yourself and the other person and give them the privilege to prove themselves back. Allow the person to earn your trust back. You know, I remember the story of a man that hurt his wife emotionally. And of course, they were at the verge of divorce. The man asked for forgiveness, but the woman was no longer willing to trust him. But this man actually changed for good, and all his efforts proved abortive. He sought counseling, and he was told to be consistent with this new life he has found. You know, after 6 months, of course, it was not easy for him, but he was doing everything to earn trust back from his wife. His wife was finally broken, and the marriage was mended back. So trust has to be earned. If at some point you have broken the trust of the person, then you have to take time to earn it back. Heart to Ashes says that trust has to be earned and should come only after the passage of time. So the importance of trust in successful relationships cannot be underestimated. It is the cornerstone of every healthy relationship. It's not always easy to build trust, but it actually starts with you. You must be trustworthy before you can trust other people. Does your children trust you? Can they open up to you as a parent? Does your wife, does your husband trust you? Do you have any friend that trusts you? So, trust starts with you. Begin to build your trustworthiness. Then you will see that other people will trust you. I see you excelling in all spheres of life. See you next week. God bless you.